There's something in the heart of God that he always wants to meet with his people. And that's exactly what he did in what we know of as the tabernacle. My name is Chris Montgomery, pastor at Fraser Church, and thank you for joining us on this 8-week journey as we learn how to enter his presence.
Welcome to day 22 of the tabernacle, the way back home. Hebrews 8, verse 5 from the New Living Translation reads, "They serve in a system of worship that is only a copy, a shadow of the real one in heaven. For when Moses was getting ready to build the tabernacle, God gave him this warning, 'Be sure that you make everything according to the pattern I have shown you here on the mountain.'" Our text for today is Exodus 25, verses 8 and 9. "And let them make me a sanctuary, that I may dwell in their midst, exactly as I show you concerning the pattern of the tabernacle and of all its furniture, so you shall make it." Before we study the lampstand and the holy place of the tabernacle proper, it would be wise to spend this day examining the tabernacle's overarching symbolism. God desires to dwell with his people so much that he gave Moses detailed instructions on how to build a tabernacle that perfectly illustrates his heavenly tabernacle. This tabernacle points back to the Garden of Eden and points forward to our home in heaven. In the beginning, God placed Adam and Eve in a home, which was a garden. In Eden, God gave the first couple a beautiful place of protection and provision. In the center of their garden was the tree of life. The most outstanding quality of this first home was the presence of God. God walked in the cool of the day and had a personal relationship with Adam and Eve. After sin entered, God removed Adam and Eve from their home, where they lived east of Eden. The more you move away from Genesis 1 and 2, the further humanity has moved away from God. Built deep down in the hearts of every child of God is a deep sense of separation and a longing to get back home. Israel, God's chosen people, have been dislodged from their home and enslaved in Egypt. Now God is leading his people back to a new home, the Promised Land. As they travel to their home, God gives them a place to meet with him, the tabernacle. The tabernacle is an excellent picture of meeting with a God who desires to bring his children home. Our final home is in heaven, and the author of Hebrews tells us that the tabernacle is a copy and a shadow of the actual meeting place in heaven. That's from Hebrews 8:5. Tim Chester's commentary, Exodus for You, provides one of the best explanations of the tabernacle's symbolism of the temple in heaven. Israel is, in one sense, a nation on the way home, to the land God has promised to give them and be present with them in. But they are not yet there. And when they get there, they will discover that the land is only a glimmer of and a pointer to their true eternal home. The dislocation and rootlessness will continue to a greater or lesser extent. And it is to address this that God provides the plan for the tabernacle or tent that Israel is to build exactly like the pattern I will show you from Exodus 25:9. The tabernacle is a map showing us the way back home, so it is full of echoes of Eden. The clues are embedded in the architecture and furnishings. First, the list of materials for the tabernacle begins with gold and ends with onyx. You can look at Exodus 25:3-7. Compare this to the description of Eden in Genesis 2:12. The gold of that land is good. Aromatic resin and onyx are also there. Second, Exodus 25:31-39 describes the lampstand and the tabernacle. With all its buds and blossoms, it looks like a tree. The tabernacle will look like a garden with a tree that gives light. It is an echo of the tree of life at the center of the Garden of Eden. Above all, God is there. What Israel is told to build is a tent. You can see Exodus 26, verses 15 through 29. Constructing a tent seems odd to us. Perhaps you start thinking of a wedding marquee. But to the Israelites, a tent meant only one thing: home. They were a people on the move, living in tents. God had come down to visit Mount Sinai. Now, he was moving into the neighborhood. He was going to dwell among his people. He commanded them to make a sanctuary for me so that he would dwell among them. That's from Exodus 25:8. Let's think again about the lampstand. It is a tree that permanently burns. So it burns, but is never consumed. It's an echo of the burning bush that Moses encountered in Exodus 3. His experience of encountering the presence of God on holy ground is replicated in the tabernacle. The theme of God's presence runs throughout the account of the tabernacle, chapter 25, verse 8 and 22 and 30, chapter 29, verse 45, chapter 30, verse 6, chapter 40, verse 38. Moreover, all the pieces of furniture have rings and poles permanently built into them. You can see Exodus 25, verses 14 and 15, and also verses 26 through 28, chapter 27, verses 4 through 7. The tabernacle and courtyard are built so they can readily be dismantled. This is a tent, not a building. God dwells in a tent so that he can travel with his people. As he did in Eden, God lives among his people. So the tabernacle is an echo back to Eden and a pointer forward to our true home. Scripture leaves no doubt that God's plan for building the tabernacle was to allow him to dwell with his people while giving them a visual illustration of their final home. Some questions to consider. What are your thoughts on the number of ways the tabernacle itself and the Old Testament sacrificial system point to our relationship with Jesus? What does today's devotional convey about God's desire to walk with you daily and his plan for your final destination? How can the following scriptures encourage you today? From the New Living Translation, Hebrews 13, verses 14 and 15. For this world is not our permanent home. We are looking forward to a home yet to come. Therefore, let us offer through Jesus a continual sacrifice of praise to God, proclaiming our allegiance to his name. And from the ESV, Philippians 3:20. But our citizenship is in heaven, and from it we await a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you for joining us. Have a great day.